Beware. Stay away from this kind of person.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I want to share with you a quote from Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie said, "Take a chance. All of life is a chance. The man who goes the furthest is generally the one who is willing to do a dare. The sure thing boat never gets far from the shore." Well, I agree with Dale. I think you should be willing to take a chance with your life, because this is your life. And this is your mission, and this is your purpose, and you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. But there are certain kinds of people in the world, narcissists, psychopaths, just downright self-centered bad people, that you may want to avoid. If you're in a relationship with one right now, you might reconsider. If you're thinking of getting in a relationship with someone like this, you might want to steer your ship in a different direction. And the reason is that you have a limited amount of time, and you don't want to waste weeks, months, years with the wrong person who is just taking your life and tying it up into knots. Especially if you have goals, especially if you have dreams. Okay, it's so important. So these are not hard, fast rules, by the way. This is just based on my own experience and on some of the research that has been done on narcissism, psychopaths, those kinds of individuals. So stay away from the person that gets bored easily. If a person gets bored easily, it's because they can't keep focus. In other words, they'll start a chess game, but halfway through it, they're bored and they want to get on to something else. They can't keep focus, which means that likely they're not going to be very successful. Successful people know how to focus energy, and they don't get bored on a project. They may get slowed down a little bit. The energy may tend to slow down, especially if you're in the building trades. But think about it. You know, when you really desire something, when you desire an outcome, you don't get bored. You get excited. You get motivated. Stay away from people that are overly charming, the ones that smile a lot. There was a song in the 60s. It said, "Smiling faces tell lies." I'm not against smiling faces, but I want you to think about this. If they're smiling a lot, if they're giving you vague answers, if you're talking about, for example, commitment, and they're talking about, "Let's just breathe and feel good right now." Well, it's good to breathe and feel good right now, but if your goal is that of commitment, you might want to breathe and feel good right now and have a commitment. In other words, they're charming. They know how to charm you. And when you feel like you are being charmed, that's a person to perhaps back away from. Stay away from people that lie. You know, just there's nothing to be gained by being in a relationship or having a partnership with a person that is a liar. Okay? So if you catch someone in a lie, well, and then you catch them in another one, it's time to move on. Okay? You don't need to saddle yourself with someone that isn't clear enough, isn't concise enough, isn't confident enough to tell you the truth. Stay away from people, all kinds of people. Friends, lovers, business partners that do not have long-term goals. You know, I don't want to be next to people that don't have goals. I don't care that their goals are different than mine. It's just the idea that they have goals. They have a destination. And those are the kind of people I want to hitch up to. Those are the kind of people I want to build friendships with. But people that lack goals, lack destiny, a sense of personal destiny, those people are people that you're best off steering clear of. Beware of individuals that can turn on, turn off their empathy. In other words, one moment they can make you feel like they care so deeply about you. And the next moment, you're like a hunk of meat. They could care less about you. These are people that aren't worth your time or your energy because they're not consistent. They don't even know what they feel. And one moment, they're feeling one way, and the next moment, they're feeling another way, and it's messing up your life, your dreams, and your goals. It's interfering with some very, very negative vibration. Well, this goes without saying. Avoid people that have bad tempers. I'm talking about business partners. I'm talking about personal relationships. I'm talking about family members. Stay away from people that have bad tempers because they can turn mean and you never know what their real limit is and how much they can hurt you, how much they can affect you with their temper. And oftentimes temper is a way of manipulation. Sometimes it's a way of crying out for help, but you may not be the right person to help that individual. So best to move on and find somebody that's nice and calm and relaxed, okay? Well, sexually promiscuous people. You know, back in the 60s and the 70s, everybody was sexually promiscuous. And then we had a little thing called the AIDS epidemic, and it kind of curtailed things. But now people are becoming more sexually promiscuous again. My suggestion, especially for people that want to have a real long-term loving relationship, is do not make sex a primary in building the relationship. Make it a secondary. Make it come later on down the road, okay? Because when you're with sexually promiscuous people, you're just one lily pad, like a frog, you know, jumping from lily pad to lily pad. You're just one more lily pad on the pond. So I don't think that's to your betterment. I don't think that's going to empower you in any way. I don't think that's going to raise your vibration. How about people that are impulsive and irresponsible? You don't want to be around those kind of people. They're narcissistic. They make bad decisions. They only think about themselves. And oftentimes, they really don't care about you. And if you don't go along with their irresponsibility or their impulsiveness, guess what? They get angry at you. Then they lose their temper. And all of that kind of stuff begins to happen.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
How about people that have criminal behavior? Steer clear. You know, people that want to, we can just take that. Nobody will know. Let's go in here and I'll show you how to get some free clothing. You know, stay away from criminal behavior altogether. It's very, very low vibrational. It's dead-end energy. It's just really dead-end energy. unpredictability. People that just flip out for no reason. They're unpredictable. They are never consistent. They never show a sense of direction and purpose in life. You want to steer clear and beware of people that are just totally and completely unpredictable. Lastly, I would say steer clear of people that don't have a sense of civic responsibility or the desire to operate at the vibration of love. Now, not everybody understands about operating at the vibration of love like you and I do. We are high flyers. We are soaring high like big, beautiful eagles. And so we understand about raising our vibration to the vibration of love. But a lot of people don't, but they're still good people and they still have high vibration because they're civic-minded. They donate to charities. They work at a charity. They run for public office. They are the people along the side of the freeway picking up the trash or on the beach. They want to do good things for our community. Those are good people. Seek them out. Look for them. Those are the ones that you want to associate with. Look, you have two families. You have the family you were born with, and you have the family that you create. Begin now an affirmation within yourself that says, today I am creating a new, loving, and resourceful family. Because you want to be around resourceful individuals. You want to be around loving individuals. You want to be around positive and optimistic individuals. Make sense? And you can do that, but you have to make a commitment and a decision to move in that direction. Okay, I've shared with you a few of the traits of some real negative people. Let's avoid them if we can, okay? Give them a chance to get their life together. And if they really show that they can get their life together and they can move forward, then it's worth bringing them back into your circle. But until then, fly high like a big, beautiful eagle and have a great day because you always, I mean, you really do. You always deserve it. Bye-bye.